G'day, Chris. Congrats on publishing Personal Logistics.
Thank you.
I've enjoyed reading a few poems as a taster. Why is it called Personal Logistics? Is there a poem snuck in there that's called that?
When you read the collection, the volume complete, you'll see that logistics, I suppose, is a motif that runs through the whole collection.
Mm-hmm.
Logistics it's a technical term, but it's one that always intrigues me because it's about the structure and the movement of all the systems that are there to sustain us materially, like economic systems, transport systems, so forth. When you live in a little town like Kununurra, in such a remote part of the country, you are very, very conscious of these systems that sustain us. Like, for instance, the trucks arriving and bringing in the groceries for the local Coles and things like that. Things you're not so much aware of when you live in Perth.
Yeah. We often think about the Northwest as a coastal landscape, I think, when we're imagining it, when we're living in a capital city or somewhere else. But the East Kimberley is not that, is it?
Well, not where we are. No. It's definitely inland. The coast is a long way. The closest we've got to a coast here is the Cambridge Gulf, which is up in Wyndham, which is an hour's drive.
Yeah.
It's quite a sight to see, but it's a gulf that opens up onto the Timor Sea.
Mm.
So, and tomorrow I'll be actually going fishing, surprisingly enough. I haven't done that before. A boat up that gulf into the Timor Sea and then around the top down into some estuaries to do some fishing. So there is a coast, but you've got to travel to get there.
Well, you grew up sort of on a coast in Rockingham. When did you...
I did, yes.
When did you head north?
The circumstances of us coming up here were mainly economic. My wife is a chartered accountant, and all the jobs dried up back in 2018.
Mm.
And so we had to move up here to find work. So she moved up here to take up a position at one of the not-for-profits here, a place called Woonan. And then the kids and I, we put the house up for rent and then followed her up here a month later in the middle of the hot season.
So how do you...
A bit of shock.
Yeah, I bet. You've been there for a number of years. When do you become a local?
That's a good question. So some of the people here who've been here for generations, I'm talking about the plantation or the white Australians, they will never be local. But there's actual quite a lot of, quite a fast turnover of people here. It's not necessarily a stable population. I mean, there are people here that have been here since we've been here, but a lot of people come and go, and the population waxes and wanes as well. Like, for instance, the amount of Indigenous people who live in the town, sometimes the numbers can swell quite a lot so that they almost match the amount of non-Indigenous who are living here, and then other times they move out off back into the communities. So, but I think that's a feature of a lot of towns up in the Kimberley.
Yeah, especially.
But with us, because of there are quite a few not-for-profits and administrative businesses and things like that. It's almost like an administrative town.
Yeah,
we get a lot of white-collar people coming up here and working here for a couple of years and then going, and graduates on secondment. So it gives the town a particular kind of feel that you perhaps wouldn't find in other towns like Halls Creek or definitely wouldn't find in Halls Creek or Wyndham, places like that.
Do you have your collection in your hands right now?
I do.
Can you read Halls Creek for us?
Halls Creek? This is the second time I've read that. I've got to find it. I've got my computer copy open. Yes, I was just on the radio to to ABC earlier, all of a sudden all the interviews come at once.
And they wanted to hear Halls Creek as well?
Yes.
Isn't that interesting?
It seems to be quite intriguing. Anyway, Halls Creek, this is the one-hand clap town. The one you wonder, is it really here? A hush so deep on these wild, wide streets. That bloke in the Mulga could be the last resident leaving. You find others, eat fish and chips and drink Coke in a beer garden with a desert beside the fence. You make the AGM with minutes spare, deliver the reports before God's work. But you never completely unwind. The to and from is too long for that, the here too small to really exist, and work stress absurdly disproportionate to its size. While always on your eardrum, the engine thrum from the shock of kilometres that never get shorter for a town that never gets closer until you're in it.
Chris Palazzolo, reading from Personal Logistics, a poem called Halls Creek. You've been working with the written word all your life. When did poetry become a part of your creative output?
Poetry, I've been writing poetry. I was actually inspired to write poetry because it really wasn't big in my schooling. I don't remember taking it that seriously. I've always been a reader and I've always been interested in writing even when I was very young. But poetry I discovered when I was at university. I went to Murdoch University and I did English and Comparative Literature, and we did Introduction to Poetry, and I really enjoyed it. I just got it. And I loved the way it was taught. I think my professor was a fellow named Professor Horst Rutroff. He was an excellent teacher of poetry. He's what really sparked my interest in it. And we were just reading the modernist canon, you know, the Wasteland and Sylvia Plath and all those sorts of poems. But I was quite new to those, quite new to poetry at the time. So I decided to start writing my own. And, of course, my early attempts were quite amateurish. But people can judge now whether I've made any improvements. I can't really say. I think I have, but no other people can make that judgment.
Well,
but, poetry isn't the only thing I write. I also write fiction and non-fiction and so forth.
Yeah. Well, you've been published as a poet now, Chris, so I think that someone thinks you're pretty good, and I've enjoyed what I've read. Thank you.
Yeah. This isn't my first book of poetry. I had a book of poetry published by a little fly-by-night press about 10 years ago called Regime Books, which was the proprietor was a fellow called Nathan Hondris, who was a bit of a controversial figure in politics, but he had his own sort of like little sideline as a press, and he was publishing just things like people that he knew and had a little journal. He published my first book called Unhoused. So this is actually my second, but it's certainly the first I've ever had with one of the main presses in Australia.
Well, congratulations, and enjoy having chats on the radio and reading Halls Creek wherever you get the opportunity. Thank you for chatting with us on Artbeat this morning.
Thank you very much.